releasing the stress. We were born to shine.
Hey, this is Blake Lewis. You're listening to my girl, Sade Champagne, on Grindhard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 67 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Happy 4th of July. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream Tour and my Hold On, Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. I am excited that you all would be spending your 4th of July with me and with my cast and my celebrity guest who's joining us tonight. He's one of my mentors and inspirations, Evan Carmichael. He is a best-selling author, venture capitalist, raising from $500,000 to $15 million for different companies, a content creator with over 1.3 million subscribers on YouTube. He is a coach to entrepreneurs. He's a business owner and motivational speaker. We also have a brand new supermodel and news segment with Nicolette Von Schell. I'll be highlighting American Idol runner-up and gold-selling artist Blake Lewis for my Artist Spotlight segment, and a new Living with Fearless Joy segment with Rick and Melissa Wood. I recently had the opportunity to perform and speak at the first ever BC Loud and Queer event this past Saturday. It was the last day of Pride Month, and I'm honored that my dear friend Mo Gonzalez, who is the founder and creator of this amazing platform, that she would share her platform with me. I had a tremendous time, even though my heart was heavy knowing the different stories that people in the LGBTQ community have gone through, but I am thankful to have been an amazing light and love and encouragement to the people that were there, and I got to share wonderful stories. I got to encourage people all night long, and I got a standing ovation and many tears from my performance. People were super inspired and empowered, and I couldn't have asked for a better night. I have tons of upcoming performances. Just this week, I have three, and I have performances coming up at the Ventura County Fair. I'm going to be in Tulare County next month, and many other amazing places. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, IamSadeChampagne.com. IamSadeChampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you.
Our celebrity guest is on the line. Evan Carmichael coaches entrepreneurs for peak performance. At 19, he built and then sold a biotech software company. At 22, he was a venture capitalist helping to raise from $500,000 to $15 million. Evan was named one of the top 100 great leadership speakers for your next conference by Inc. magazine and one of the top 40 social marketing talents by Forbes. Interviewed or featured as an entrepreneur expert in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Mashable, and elsewhere. He now runs evancarmichael.com, a popular website for entrepreneurs. He speaks globally and is based in Toronto. And his one word is believe. His YouTube channel boasts over 1.3 million subscribers, encouraging, empowering, and educating people like myself on the daily. He is also the published author of the 5-star books, Your One Word, The Powerful Secret to Creating a Business and Life That Matter, and the newly released Top 10 Rules to Success, Rules to Succeed in Business and Life from Titans, Billionaires, and Leaders Who Change the World. Please welcome back one of my mentors and inspirations, Evan Carmichael. Yay! Hi, Evan. How are you?
Great to be back. Season 4. Here we are. I love it.
What a joy to have you back as a celebrity guest on Season 4, Episode 67 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
That's great to be here. Let's kick it off. Let's do it.
I'd like to take the time to share with you all that I've been up to since our chat and just how much you have positively impacted my career and life. And to our audience listening, I think two of the most powerful things that you can do for your mentors and inspirations are to share with them how they blessed your life and to pass along to others what they have given to you.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
So, first off, I'm more resourceful and focused than ever. Like, I feel like I literally am able to utilize all, you know, maximize my opportunities and create new opportunities. And instead of seeing things that I don't have or how difficult things can be, I literally feel like my eyes are just open to see all the around me and being resourceful with what I have in my hand today. And I'm watching multiply and grow. And
awesome.
So also, I've never been more collectively booked in my entire life. I'm traveling more and more all over California, singing, dancing, inspirational speaking, and leading workshops on bullying and suicide prevention, building confidence and healthy relationships, and mentoring up-and-coming artists, speakers, and entrepreneurs. Also, I am connected with countless schools, youth programs, and nonprofit organizations, encouraging, empowering, and bringing hope to tons of kids and teenagers. I'm hearing so many testimonials of kids that are coming to me and sharing about the different workshops that I'm leading, how they wanted to commit suicide or they're wanting to give up on their life and their dreams, and they were struggling with anxiety and depression. And through my speeches, through my workshops, that they know that they can keep living and they don't want to give up on their lives and they want to follow their dreams and be proud of themselves. So that's been, like, super fulfilling.
Nice.
Also,
that's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. And then my social media is organically booming as thousands of people are connecting with my one word is encouraged, because I believe in the power of encouragement. It is what has helped me to be who I am today. And I know that one word of encouragement can really light up someone's heart and their life and help to change their entire pattern. So instead, the person could have been going the wrong direction, but through a word of encouragement, through someone encouraging them, they're able to see that there is a different end or a different path that their life can take.
And I like
then,
that.
And then the last couple things is I've accomplished multiple things on my 2018 poster. And then I am becoming financially free and learning how to stretch and multiply what I have while still living my dreams and continuing my charity work. So I just wanted to share that with you, Evan, and just thank you so much for what you do and for how you've been a mentor and inspiration to me.
I love it. It's been great to see your journey grow and expand, and looking forward to seeing you encourage even more people.
Thank you. So what have you been up to this chat?
Wow. How long ago was our last chat?
It was a long time ago. That was back in Season 3 before I even hit 50 episodes. So I feel like it was last year. It's been at least a good maybe 8 months, at least.
Got it. So, wow, what's happened? We crossed 1 million subs on YouTube. We're almost at 1.4 now. I launched a new book, Top 10 Rules of Success. I'm starting to take Instagram a lot more seriously, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I started a new course called 254 Confidence, where we send people a video every morning for 254 days to help build their confidence. I don't know. It's hard to even know what happened in the past year. So much awesome stuff.
Yes, and it's been so encouraging and exciting watching your journey as well. What are some of the key lessons you've been learning and meditating on recently, Evan?
That's a great question. I think my greatest learnings always come still down to my one word of believe, and how can I believe in myself and others more? I think you'll find the same thing around yours. Like your greatest learnings, your greatest growth will become around how do I encourage myself and how do I encourage others more on a bigger scale with a deeper impact. So that's like every major growth I have is just finding another level of belief in what that looks like.
Definitely. And for those tuning in who are just learning about you, tell them about your first book, which is a 5-star seller on Amazon, Your One Word, The Powerful Secret to Creating a Business and Life That Matter.
Yeah, so the idea here is everybody has one most important core value. And when you find that, and you can then live a life around it, and you can build a business for the entrepreneurs listening around it too. I think most people walking around feel like they have another gear inside them. They could be doing more with their lives. It's not that their life is terrible, just they know there's something greater that they could do, and they don't have the self-awareness to figure it out. And for me, it all starts with figuring out your most important core value. And we go through a couple exercises on how to do it. But, you know, Sade came up with Encourage. Awesome. Now that becomes the lens through which she can make decisions. So she wants to create content that's encouraging. She wants to work with clients who are encouraging. She wants to bring on team members who are encouraging. She wants friends who are encouraging. And so when you identify what that core value is for you, it just allows you to build a more purposeful and impactful life.
So I'm still on your first book because with my travel schedule, you know, I don't like to rush through books. I really like to take in what I'm reading. And I do read a lot, you know, but like I said, I like to really take in what I'm reading as opposed to just saying, I read 5 books this month. But then they ask you like, well, what did you actually learn from it? You're like,
Right.
And so it's been really, it's been so helpful reading Your One Word, you know, and I look forward to reading your newest book next. And it's so cool because I bought my best friend Lisa a copy of Your One Word and she was so excited. And then she is like, you know how much I love Evan Carmichael. I said, girl, you know me too. So we get excited, like reading about it and everything, you know, and I know her one word would most likely be faith. And so it's been cool because I love the way that you write, how you have everything in sections, you know, and it's really easy to be able to digest and to be able to meditate on that and really take in, you know, what you write. And it's like all of it, you get straight to the point as opposed to having a bunch of filler words like we're used to when we grew up in school. When you read books, you're like, okay, but what is the actual like point of what you're getting to? And so I really enjoy that about Your One Word, and I suggest everyone going to check that book out, especially if you've been struggling with discouragement and wondering, you know, a lot about your dreams and like Evan said, like what is your core value?
Cool. I appreciate that. I think it came from my own book reading experience. I would hate reading books where it's 50 pages until the next chapter and I'm kind of skipping ahead to see how many more pages I write. And then like, that's not productive reading time. And other books where I'd find myself reading the same page 5 times because I didn't get it, or I spaced out when I was reading it and I had to go back and read it again. And so I didn't want to create that for books. I wanted to write a book that I would read. And so you can, you could pick it up and put it down at any time. There's spots to stop. Whenever you want. So like I wanted every page to be a stopping point. So if you have an hour to read, great. If you have 5 minutes, great. You can learn something too. So that was one of the, it was actually one of the biggest fights I had with my publisher about putting it out was they wanted more long form, long chapters. And like, no, even if it's just for me, I need to have lots of stopping points if I want to stop it or if readers want to stop it. And if they want to keep reading, they can too.
Exactly. And that's what I love. And tell us about your newest book that recently came out, 10 Rules for Success, Rules to Succeed in Business and Life from Titans, Billionaires, and Leaders Who Change the World. And that, too, has 5 stars on Amazon.
Yeah. So this came out of my YouTube channel. So for those of your listeners who may not be familiar, I've got a YouTube channel. We break down success rules from people from all walks of life. And what I did was I took 40 of the most popular videos on my channel. There's 40 people there, 10 rules, 400 rules, and looked at what were the most common rules that people had on a regular basis through those 40 people and put that together into a book. So the book starts with the 10 most common rules, and then it goes into all 400 rules from different people. The goal with this, though, is not for it to be read like a book. I don't want you to read it cover to cover. I think you can get a lot from doing it that way, but the intention for this book was to be a morning primer for you. So you wake up and you read one page a day. So you read one page and then you think about it. So you open it up and you read a page and, you know, it's Oprah Winfrey. And here's two of the things. Every page has two lessons on it. So here's two of the greatest things Oprah Winfrey has ever said. Read it. It takes, I don't know, however fast you read a page, a minute, 2 minutes. And then just think about it for a couple of minutes. You know, this is two of the greatest things Oprah's ever said. How can this apply to your life or to your business? And then that's it. And then move on with your day. My thesis, and this was working for me, which is why I made it into a book for everybody else, was if you start your day with a little bit of injection from people who've done a lot more than you, then eventually, if you do that consistently, that starts to seep into you. If you are around Oprah a little bit every single day, you're around Priyanka Chopra, Steve Jobs, a little bit every single day, some of that mindset, that belief system will seep into you and will shift you. So I don't want you to read it cover to cover. I want you to read one page a day to start shifting your mindset towards success.
I 100% agree with you. And that's, you know, because I think of, like I shared, things that you talk about on your channel, and seeing as I've been, you know, following you at least for the past couple of years, you know, and seeing how it's made such a huge impact in my thinking and my belief system. And so I 100% agree with that. Have you always wanted to be a writer?
No, I never wanted to be a writer. my agent, when I first started with him, I don't know, I'm so bad looking back, however many years ago it was, he said, you need a book. Like, I don't want a book. Like, you need a book. It opens doors. Like, I don't need a book. I have a YouTube channel. I can open doors. Books aren't as important as they used to be to build your name. And so I never thought I wanted to write a book. Just when I, when I came up with the one word concept, I just thought that it fit better in a book than a series of videos to explain the concept. So that's why I chose to write the book. And then the second one, the top 10 rules, was more, I think it's nice to have a something, you know, by the bedside or by the bathroom that you can open up and read a page to start your day. So I thought having something physical in somebody's home is a primer for success on a daily basis. So that was the reason. I never wanted to write a book. I ended up writing two. I don't know if I'll write more. I guess it's just seeing, you know, what's your mission, and then what's the best way to execute it. I'm not against writing books. If it helps me further my goal, it was never a bucket list thing. All I want to do is impact entrepreneurs. However I can do that, I will go off and do that. It wasn't about checking off this thing on my list that I want to be a writer.
Yeah, that's good. It seems like, you know, with you, everything is purposeful. You know what I mean? Like, when you're putting things out, when you're talking about it, writing about it, you want it to be purposeful. Like, you're not doing things just to be like, oh, I have a book. It's like you really have something to say and something that you want to share.
100%. I think you want to bring that to all of your businesses. For everybody listening, you bring it to your business. You know, Sade's having somebody come on. She cares about that person. She cares about their message. She wants to get some, you know, nuggets of wisdom from them to help you guys learn something. If you ever find yourself mailing it in, you're doing it just because it's part of your routine, or, you know, you've lost some passion for it, which happens a lot, by the way, in entrepreneurship. Like, the way that you did things historically will not always be the way you continue to do things. We get bored of doing things the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. You know, you've just bought yourself a job. And so if you ever find yourself mailing it in and not putting in your best effort on something, then it's time to question whether you should keep doing that thing or not, because you will never win doing things that you are not deeply entrenched in and passionate about.
Because the passion is what carries us on the difficult days. You know, you think, well, I love this, and I would still do it even if I wasn't getting paid for it. So that's how I know that is my passion.
You got it.
So what's Evan Carmichael dreaming about right now?
What am I dreaming about? I think my dream has always been fairly consistent. I want to solve the world's biggest problem. I think the world's biggest problem is untapped human potential. I think people are doing the wrong thing. I think the greatest basketball player in the world is not Michael Jordan. It's an accountant, because, you know, he or she never picked up a basketball. And I think that's most people. I think we all have something that we could be Michael Jordan level at, but I think most people at the starting point never spend enough time trying to find out what that thing is. They settle too early. And then for those who have found it, a lot of them don't believe that this could become something great, or they don't believe in themselves enough for it, so they don't do it. And so that's that's the mission that I'm on, and I'm always dreaming about different ways to best execute it.
Definitely. So out of all your new video series, which one is your favorite and why?
Ooh, I think if I look at all my videos, the favorite I would pick is Kanye West, because he was one of the first, if not the first, top tens that we did. And I did it in response to a friend of mine. He posted a blog post about Kanye and the Taylor Swift incident. And it was so many years after. Like, why are we still talking about this? And I think one of the things that I think is pretty unique maybe to me, and that I want to try to spread more, is I want people to learn from people who they don't like. I want people to learn from people who have had success but who they may hate. I think if you can, like, if you hate Kanye, but learn to learn from him, because he could teach you something. It doesn't mean you have to go and interrupt people on stage and sometimes say silly things. And Kanye might put his foot in his mouth a lot, but he's also a genius, and he's also won more Grammy Awards than anybody at his age ever. And he's transitioned from a, you know, producer to a rapper to an entrepreneur. And there's something you can learn from that, but I think most people are blinded just from his, you know, you either love Kanye or hate Kanye. And I'm saying you can learn from him either way. There's a great story. So that was the reason why I did the top 10 on him, just to show my friends, like, yeah, there's a lot you might not like about Kanye. That's fair. Doesn't mean be your hero for everything, but there's a lot of great things. So my goal with the video was to only show the great things, and here's where you can learn from him. And one of my favorite stories in there was John Legend. You know John Legend, the singer?
Yes, love him.
So John Legend, his real name is John Stevens. And first of all, him and Kanye are friends. And that already sounds a little weird. Like, John Legend is, you know, at least from all looks, he seems to be just a super nice and humble and caring and, you know, never upset anybody kind of guy. And then you got Kanye, who's loud and over the top. And like, how are these guys friends? But John Stevens got his name John Legend from Kanye. They were at a bar in Chicago, and John was talking about how he has an old school voice and an old soul. And Kanye says, you should call yourself the Legend. And John Stevens said, no, I can't call myself the Legend. Like, who am I? I haven't done anything yet. How am I going to call myself a Legend? And it's interesting. It's the same negative self-talk that a lot of people go through. Is like, you're not good enough. You can't be great. Why can't you be a Legend? And Kanye convinced him that he was a Legend and that he should call himself a Legend. And for me, that's belief, right? That's why I love that story. That idea of like, here's something you can learn from him. You know, even if you hate Kanye, that there's a lesson in there of believing in and supporting your friends around you that you can take and get better at. It doesn't mean you have to go be rude to people, interrupt them at awards and all that kind of stuff. Just take the pieces from different people. You don't want to be anybody else. You want to be the best you. And so to do that, you can pull one thing from Kanye and two things from Oprah and one thing from whoever, and that is what you want to become. And so I think when people can learn from people they disagree with or even hate on some cases, that's when you get outside of your own box and you start to actually grow.
I think, unfortunately, in our world today, there's not a lot of dynamics. Well, there are some people that they may not be as loud with their dynamic train of thought, but we're just pushing a lot of either, no pun intended, but black and white thoughts down people's mind, you know, down their throat. And so people aren't to look at someone and look at, okay, so this person said this, but let me try to look at all the different, you know, things that they could when they said this and start just thinking, taking at first value what I think that they mean or what everyone else says to me. And people will push on that thought, like you said, as opposed to saying, actually learn from this person. What could they actually be saying in this? You know, and so I think it's powerful, and I encourage my students all the time and people I speak to, you know, to always yourself to have a dynamic train of thought. Don't allow yourself to think you only have to think one way or see things one way just because everybody's saying it. So
Yeah, and I think it's a great mental exercise to even just try to find something. Look at somebody who you might hate. Like if you hate Kanye or you hate President Trump or you hate like whoever it is that you who's had some success. Whether you're a Democrat, so I'm a Canadian, so I don't have a side on either way. But like whether you hate Trump or you hate Obama, great. You can learn something from them. Either one. If you hate Obama, there's something you can learn from him. And if you hate Trump, there's something you can learn from him. And just a mental exercise to ask yourself, how can I learn from this man that I hate to make me better?
Mm-hmm.
Just forcing yourself to go through that exercise already is shifting your perspective and it's helping you grow.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to create video series such as Black Excellence to speak to specific ethnic groups and cultures? I also want to share with you that I think it was so brave and courageous for you to do that and for you to be able to just, you know, expand yourself in different ways as you, you know, desire to, even if you might get some pushback on one end, which I'm sure you know already. Either way, no matter what you do, you're always going to get some pushback. But I just wanted to thank you for that and know what made you decide to create video series such as Black Excellence and others that you're working on to speak to specific ethnic groups and cultures.
Yeah, so we had a series. So we did Black Excellence, Girl Boss, which is for women, and Somos, which is for the Latin community, launched all three of them at the same time. There's always positivity and negativity in every video that we put out. But the Black Excellence one got so much hate and negativity, way more than the Girl Boss or the Latin community, which is really shocking and interesting to me, which you know, kind of solidifies the point that we need it. Why did I start that series? It comes from, you know, my favorite comment of all time on my channel was we did a video on a Black entrepreneur, and this guy left a comment and said, you know, growing up, I'm from the South, and growing up, my parents always taught me that Black people were, and then the N-word. And watching this video on this Black entrepreneur made me realize that my parents are wrong. And so he learned something from this Black entrepreneur where he thought they were, you know, something totally out different. And so the power of – that's when I realized, listen, wow, I'm doing a lot more than – like we're fighting racism with the channel. It's crazy. You know, I've never seen color or gender or religion or anything. Like if you can teach me something – I'll learn from Oprah. I'll gladly learn from a Black woman. She got something to teach me.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll eat that up all day long. Oprah's got fantastic message, as do other women and other Black entrepreneurs. My secret goal is people come in. So whenever I ask people what their favorite video is on my channel, we've gone like 5,000 videos. Inevitably, it's somebody who's like them. So you know, Black women will pick a Black woman, and white guys will pick a white guy, and writers will pick a writer. And that's just what we naturally as humans gravitate towards, not like we're better or anything else. Just that's who we gravitate towards, people who look like us. And so what my secret hope is, I want people to come in because that's their default mindset, and I want to shift them. So if people are coming in because they, you know, they're a white guy and they want to learn from Mark Cuban and you know, all the Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and all these guys. And then boom, here's an Oprah clip, you know, and here's somebody else. Here's Priyanka Chopra, and here's the Dalai Lama, and here are these other people. It starts shifting perspectives, which is my, and see, the other way around. Like if you came in for Denzel and Oprah and all these other people, like here's the Elon Musk clip that you might like, just to try to break down the wall and say, hey, you can learn from everybody. Like if you think the biggest problem is if you only will learn from someone who looks like you, you've just put yourself in a box. You put yourself in a box of the kind of learning that has to be perfectly packaged for you in this way with this bow on it for you to learn. And the only person that's hurting is yourself. And so sure, like if it's only around what it's like, I don't know what it's like growing up as a Black man in America. I can't say that. And so yes, you know, Denzel could speak to that a lot better than me, but that's only one thing that you have to learn. Like if you want to learn about thinking big and marketing strategies and believing in yourself, like people from all backgrounds have those same life challenges, and hearing it in different words from different people and different backgrounds and different cultures. My goal is hopefully you hear it enough in different ways that the message starts to sink in and it has a positive impact on your life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I'm so thankful, you know, for the fact that you do use your platform to show the best in others from all different backgrounds, all different ethnicities, all different belief systems, you know, all different genders, sexualities, like it doesn't matter. And I think that's great that you do that because you're responsible with your platform and you understand that what you put out does help to expand people's vision, you know, and does help them to see differently. And so I want to thank you for that and, you know, being responsible with your platform. And my hope is that we will hopefully begin to see that more, you know, on social media and on TV and through, you know, what's happening so people can understand that you don't have to just, whatever you see doesn't have to determine what a person or don't base an entire culture or an entire gender or, you know, entire religion or whatever on that one person or even several people, but base it, you know, on an individual person who has impacted you in a positive way or wonderful things that you've learned. So I want to thank you for that, Evan.
Cool. I appreciate it. It's been a shift over the past, I don't know, probably about a year ago. My biggest challenge with it was I don't see color, gender, or religion or anything else. I'm just looking for the best content. And so in the past year, though, we've tried to make an effort to, on purpose, pull people from different backgrounds to include them in the series when it fits. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard. Like if we do a series on billionaires, most billionaires are old white dudes. That's just what
that's
it is.
True.
So it's like we then have to go out and find an Oprah clip or Sarah Blakely, or there's definitely some women billionaires,
right.
And billionaires of color. It's just now we have to specifically go out and find that content. It's a little harder to do that digging. Mm-hmm. Just because there's not as much out there. So that's been in the past, before about a year ago, year and a half ago, it was only just find the best content, whatever's the best, that's what we're going to run with. And now it's been, you know what? I don't want every thumbnail to be 3 to 5 old white guys. We need to try to have a woman in there. We need to try to have someone of color in there, whatever, different colors, not just black, but different backgrounds. We can't always do it. Sometimes it's like there just is nothing, which is frustrating, but we've made a concerted effort to try to do that on a regular basis.
Right. Well, you're doing your best, and that's all, you know, you can do, and I'm thankful for that. So I want everyone to make sure you go to evancarmichael.com, evancarmichael.com, and, of course, I'm going to be posting the links. You see I always post his quotes. I post his videos, and I want you to go and check him out on YouTube, Instagram, which he's really been popping on Instagram, too, and Twitter, Facebook, and stay updated with where he's going to be speaking. If you sign up on his website at evancarmichael.com, he sends you tons of free inspirational content and also lets you know when he's going to be in town and your area speaking and all that fun stuff. And I want to thank you so much for your time today, Evan, and just for being a mentor and inspiration in my life and my career. And just, you know, I'm very thankful and going to continue to share what I learned from you and continue to just be my best self every day.
I love it, and thank you for all the encouragement that you put out there, too, and congrats on season 4.
Time for a song break, and I couldn't think of a better record to end my interview with Evan Carmichael. Here is Charlie Wilson, Faith Evans, JoJo, Jordan Sparks, Omarion, Steve Russell, and Tamar Braxton, Tank, Tony Braxton, and Tyrese with If You Dream. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream.
unstoppable. Could have gave up a long time ago. Another door that needed to get through, but we're always closed.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Hi, it's Evan Carmichael, and you're listening to Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Our next segment of the night is a brand new revamped one from one of our brand new castmates, Supermodel NU. Join professional makeup artist, hairstylist, fashionista, artist, entertainer, and entrepreneur Nicolette Von Schell as she challenges you to see and believe in the pure greatness already within you. Hashtag Supermodel and You to join in the conversation.
What's up, what's up? It's your girl Nicolette Von Schell of Supermodel and You on the Sade Champagne Show, Grind Hard Radio. So for the past couple of months, we've been walking through my steps to get that super in you all the way out in the open, okay? So, you know, we started where I strongly encourage you to embrace that beautiful personality of yours because it's exactly what makes you you. And that is very important. No one, not one person, not one single person on the planet can even come close to emulating all of who you are. God made you with very specific qualities for very specific reasons. Okay? Then I told you to make moves in the midst of your insecurities, especially then, because you have to rid yourself of insecurity, like having that thought that you have to rid yourself of insecurity first. No, it's a trap, fam. It's a trap. And that segment was also about walking straight into and through your fear with your eyes wide open. It's good to be honest about your reality, but let's not use it as a crutch, okay? Because honestly, waiting to overcome your insecurity just wastes precious, precious time. And facing your fears should be followed by very blatant actions. And, of course, rolling it all up, last month, it was all about doing you, boo-boo, especially after you do the first two steps to keep a hold on your sanity, you know. It's imperative that you take care of your mind, body, spirit, and soul, especially making yourself take care of yourself. You work like a maniac on the outside, but be at complete peace on the inside. Because how can we possibly pour into others if we have yet to pour into ourselves first? Right? Right, right. Okay, so getting into it, down to the wire, this month, today actually, we're going to start talking about and focusing on the fact that it's time to start where you are right now. And I know some of y'all already having a comeback in mind, okay? I know it's coming. Nicolette, I don't have any money. I do know the right people. I do live in the right place. I'm too old. I'm too young. I have a family to take care of. Blah, 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 say blah. And all I'd be hearing is, Nicolette, I just can't see it. See, for me, God is the source of every answer that I need. So the Bible is normally my first stop, okay? There's a scripture in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, that starts out by asking an interesting question. It says, who within reason despises the day of small things or, you know, small beginnings? Man, let me tell you, I love that particular scripture as a kid because I took it to mean that I should be treated as an adult. I tried to use it as an example with my parental. Say, y'all, you know, being from the South, Alabama, like, y'all have a good idea of how that probably went, okay? The funny thing, though, like, looking back on it, meditating on it now as an adult, the fact that it says within reason, y'all, like, in other words, in layman's terms, let me put it this way. Who in their right mind looks down on small beginnings? What? God laid down that wisdom, okay? Like, laid it down. Because it's actually quite simple, my friends, in my English voice that I've been working on. So I hope you guys like it and it sounds authentic. But if not, totally fine. Let me go back to my American really quick. Because look, it really is pretty simple, y'all. How can we be frustrated in the beginning, starting essentially with nothing, when progress and success and longevity takes building? Building. Where are you going with that, Nicolette? Well, let me explain something to y'all right now, okay? The alphabet is comprised of 26 letters. We all know this. Beginning with the letter A and ending with the letter Z. Now, the alphabet wouldn't be the alphabet if you tried to go straight from A to Z
and skip all the letters in between. No, you actually have to hit every letter in between to get from A to Z. And it definitely wouldn't be the alphabet if even one letter was missing. And I'll even take it a step further to show you that we need the entire alphabet for every word in our dictionary. You grabbing what I'm saying yet? We have this whole convoluted language that's broken down into thousands of words, words that are also broken down into our alphabet, meaning you can't have words without each individual letter, which means we wouldn't have a language. Boom! That was crazy, right? That's pretty, I mean, that makes total sense, right? So I'm sure you're wondering how that translates into you pursuing your dreams. Well, let me break it down for you right now. I'm going to give you a few examples. Let's start with, let's say, like, if you want to be a stylist or a fashion designer, don't try to stock your closet up with Versace and Louis Vuittons in the beginning just to prove that you are. Take the clothes you already have in your closet and allow your creativity to transform them. Scissors, gemstones, and glitter are the quickest way to take a shirt, jacket, or pants up a whole nother level, okay? Teach yourself how to sew. I mean, YouTube has hundreds of tutorials. Live in thrift stores, y'all, because inspiration is usually tucked away in places others tend to overlook. Clothes are your tool, but you are the artiste, darling. So basically, you should not be the reason your dreams are held hostage by money. Another one, if you want to be a model, watch every single episode of America's Next Top Model from the beginning, okay? And take notes. Have friends and family that are pretty good at taking pictures, photograph you in any creative element. Practice at home in your mirror. Embody it, okay? Then take the photos you have and make a, you know, small starting portfolio with your typical headshots, photos out in nature, beauty shots, even your own creative concepts. Then simply reach out to every photographer around you, literally in the same county, and let them know that you are available whenever they need a test shoot and send them the pictures you've already taken. And look, do not let size be any type of determining. I don't know why I couldn't say that word. Don't let size be a determining factor at all in the least of whether you pursue it or not. You are so much more than that, okay? Moving on. If you are into photography, get out in the world and take shots of everything that moves your soul. People, trees, water, lights, gardens, whatever, cars. Train your eye. Ask family and friends to be your subjects. Follow photographers on social media that make you feel like they breathe life into a moment that's been frozen in time. Even if you don't have a camera, start with your phone. Buy a used camera when you can, because the camera is just another tool. It's your eye that truly brings a moment to life. I've literally done an entire photo shoot with just my iPhone 8 Plus. And if you can't afford an iPhone, because I know somebody's thinking that already, so what? Ask someone you know to borrow theirs and then shoot them. Do not let your finances keep you in a creative box. If you want to own your own business one day, but maybe you can't afford to go to college, because I know that's probably going to be a comeback, YouTube, you guys, is one of the greatest free sources of information, and so many people who have faced the same obstacles as you, and I'm telling y'all, there are so many, are already creating videos to share their journey, wisdom, and knowledge about their success on a regular basis. They are essentially teaching you everything they know that aided in their personal progress to get to where they are. And look, this goes for me too, because I plan on having my own business. No, businesses, let me make that plural, businesses one day. And I'm telling you, we have to be willing to be taught every step of the way. We can't ever think that we've arrived. You always should be learning. Be a sponge. Soak up all the information you can. Network with people who already have similar businesses to what you want and ask them tons of questions. Read every book you can find on the subject, because knowledge is key. Research is your best best friend, okay? You want to get into health and fitness. You want to be a personal trainer. Hey, start with yourself. Document in writing and photos every step that you take, everything that works and doesn't work for you. And again, research, research, research. Read books. Indulge in every fitness video from your favorite fitness professionals. Learn to cook and experiment. Be consistent, because that is definitely key in the fitness world. You have to be consistent. You have to be committed and determined. And then, easy thing, let your family and friends be your first guinea pigs and then track their progress too. Now, in all of those examples, did y'all notice the same key three things that I pointed out? Did anyone? Did you? I'm going to name them right now. YouTube, social media, family, and friends. None of those cost money, but however you start, you must relentlessly put in that work. Work, 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 work. Put in that work, y'all. Now, I said all of that to say you already have every single thing you need to get started right now. And the amazing thing about technology and social media in this day is that we can follow our favorite inspirations on a daily basis and learn from them right from our phones and computers. Taking the first step towards accomplishing your goals and dreams is as simple as looking around you and seeing what you have right at your fingertips and literally dedicating time to working on it daily. Even if you already have a full-time job, whatever you want to call it, give 1 to 2 hours a day to your dream. Because, I mean, it's your dream. Your dream. Your dream. No one else is going to do it for you. I guarantee y'all that everybody starts from the bottom. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful journey. Because we get to build a strong, sturdy, steady and unwavering foundation in the process. A foundation, y'all, that will be able to withstand bad days, bad seasons, bad decisions, bad people. And if you rush it, man, obstacles like that will always bring everything you've worked to build crumbling down to the ground. And that's what we're not going to do, okay? No, we are not. We's not going to do that. There is a reason why houses, buildings, skyscrapers, bridges, they're all built from the ground up. So start where you're at right now. Enjoy every step. Soak up the process. Build your foundation, fam, so that you can trust your foundation when life gets rough. There's no firmer foundation on the planet than my Jesus. And I'm telling y'all, when I'm hitting walls and I feel like I can't find my footing, I lean on him. And I'm reminded that everything God put in me, he did that for a reason. So I keep it moving. And I believe he did the exact same thing for y'all. And actually, to be honest with you, I know he did. Okay? So I want to hear from y'all. I want to help you figure out what your first step needs to be and what your next step should be. You can DM me through social media on my IGs at Queen Brox with a Z. Or at Nicolette Von Schell, and also through my Facebook of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry. And y'all can also email your girl at NicoletteVonSchell@gmail.com. Y'all hear me laughing, and I can't tell you how big the smile is on my face right now, because I get so geeked up knowing y'all are going to go out there and kill your life. Yes, give me life, please. And if I... inspired you at all, even just for a second, then my heart is just so full. I mean, your future is found in that very first step, and each and every single step you choose and you make yourself take after. Big dreams require small little steps too. Just remember that for me, fam. Just remember that. I love you guys. Envy out. Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Living with Fearless Joy. Join pastors, authors, and speakers Rick and Melissa Wood as they share tips and testimonies for living a life free from fear and full of joy. #LivingWithFearlessJoy to ask them questions and join in the conversation.
Hey guys, this is Rick and Melissa Wood with the Living with Fearless Joy segment, mm-hmm. and we are really excited to be with you guys for a second week in a row. We're going to dive right in and just do a little recap on what we talked about. Last week we titled our message, Getting Close to God, with getting close in quotes, because really the whole message is we don't have to get close to God. We already are close to Him. We already are in union with Him. He's near us. He's around us. His presence is everywhere we are. It's just about becoming aware of that and becoming awakened to the truth of God with us at all times. So today we're going to title it Getting Close to God Part 2.
Part 2.
Is that, would you say do or do?
Do. French.
Do? Okay.
D-U-X.
Thank you, Rick. That's why you're here. You're here to clarify things.
Yes.
So in Getting Close to God Part 2, I want to kind of jump off of this statement that Rick said last week that I thought was really, really powerful. And he basically said that getting close to God is kind of where the system of exchange has replaced the pleasure of enjoyment. And basically, you know, we're going to just kind of take a moment and break down what it was he was saying there. But I feel like this idea of the system of exchange that has been set up in Christianity is shown in a lot of ways. I mean, we hear things about how important it is to have enough faith in our Christianity, how we have to say the right prayer, starting from the very beginning of our quote-unquote salvation, where we're supposed to pray this sinner's prayer, and Jesus somehow magically jumps into our heart, that we must repent of all of our sins, that we have to forgive to be forgiven. Basically, this idea of this system of exchange in Christianity is we do this so that we can get the things that actually Jesus already paid for. And so that was kind of the whole point of last week's message, is that, you know, this effort system that we've set up in our, you know, Christianity and even beyond Christianity, just in our relationship with God, this effort exchange system that we have set up is actually so bogus, because it's trying to add to what Jesus already did by making us one with Him through His death, through His resurrection, that what Jesus did, that's actually enough, and we don't have to add to it to make what He did a reality.
Yeah, a lot of times, just to tack on the second portion of my amazing quote.
What was that quote, Rick?
The system of exchange has replaced a pleasure of enjoyment. You know, it's even funny that many people who say that we're supposed to enjoy God, they make it a work as well. They, you know, you gotta enjoy God like it's a commandment instead of an invitation. And this idea that God created us for pleasure and enjoyment of Him, for communion with Him or God. I mean, God is all things. I say Him, but God consists of male and female in the Trinity. You know, the triune God, He in His image, or God's image, we were created male and female. So when I say Him, I'm not saying God's only masculine. He is feminine as well. But He wants us to enjoy Him. He wants us to have pleasure in that relationship. And it's actually in that that we find our complete fulfillment and complete enjoyment. So when we have any relationship that is based on you must do this in order to receive love or acceptance, that relationship is manipulative and it's doomed for failure. I mean, none of us want our marriages, our children, our relationship with our children, our relationships with our friends. Nobody wants that kind of relationship. And actually, that's the system that Jesus came to break. He's like, no longer do we have to rely on this system of exchange. We were created for enjoyment, for enjoying God. Even some really stuffy old guys that are probably the least joyful people that I know in their theology, they use terms like Christian hedonism. Hedonism is total sensual pleasure, if you will. So they're saying that we should enjoy God so much it just should satisfy every fiber of our being. Anytime, though, that your behavior is dependent upon God enjoying you, then that actually mitigates or cuts that relationship off. Now, don't get me wrong. our behavior can keep us from enjoying God. Just like if I'm acting like an idiot with Melissa, and it's going to keep me from enjoying what she has to offer. But it doesn't mean that she is loves me any less or wants less from me. Same thing from God. So this idea that we're exchanging our behavior and our and is some kind of reward or brownie points, that it just has to die. You know, God loves us and wants to enjoy us for who we are. We're his creation. So we got to get that idea. You know, he sings over us. He loves us.
Yeah, one of my favorite verses is Psalm 16:11 that says, "In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore." And that basically says that in God's presence, there are pleasures for us for infinity, for eternity. I mean, God desires for us to live a life of pleasure and enjoyment in him. And this system of exchange absolutely just messes that whole thing up. It messes up the abundant life that God wants us to have. So, you know, some of the questions that we want to tackle tonight that maybe get thrown our way when we're bringing up this idea that there's no longer a system of exchange, that we do not have to do anything to earn salvation.
What?
That we don't have to do anything to get loved by God.
What?
That we don't have to do anything to be forgiven by him.
What?
Yes, there are a lot of questions and red flags that are flown up in people's minds sometimes when we talk about this whole idea. And so we just want to kind of tackle these. And the first one that I want to tackle is, what about needing to work out my salvation? Now, many of us have heard the verse Philippians 2 that tells us that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So what does that mean exactly? I mean, you're telling us, Rick and Melissa, that there's not a system of exchange and that there's nothing that we need to do, that Jesus has already done it for us. We just need to open our eyes to the truth and be awakened to the reality that God is with us and what he's done for us. But what about this idea of the fact that it says in Philippians that I need to work out my salvation, and not only do I need to work it out, but I need to do it with fear and trembling? Well, there's a couple things I want to point out about this verse. And the first thing is that there is a verse that follows that phrase, and that's verse 13 in Philippians 2, which says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." There's that word pleasure again. But the reason I want to point out this verse is because these two verses, verses 12 and 13, they go together. And in verse 12, when it says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling," that word "work" is in the Greek a word that is pronounced katergazomai, and it means to perform or to achieve, okay? So, you know, yes, achievement can be a good thing, but I would say in more times than not, performance is not the ideal way that we want to live our lives. But the reason it's important to understand what that word "work" means is because in verse 13, when it says, "For it is God who works in you," that word "work" is energeo in the Greek, which literally means like energy, to work with power, to have force. And I think that that is the kind of work that we want to see happening and active in our lives. So when you go back and you read this verse again, understanding the true Greek words, really what it's saying is perform your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it's actually God who does the active power in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So it's not even our job to work out our salvation. In fact, it says if you try to perform your own salvation, you better do it with fear and trembling, because it's actually God who's doing the work.
Yeah, it's like basically if you want to do it on your own, that's, you know, good luck with that, because we know how that's going to work out. You know, you got to work. And so what about the other thing, though? You got to have faith. Oh, you got to have faith.
What do you mean? Is that the next question?
That's the next question. What about faith, Rick? If I don't have to work out my salvation, don't I have to have faith? I've got to have faith. You know, you got to have faith. Faith. Come on, faith. Church, faith, this, that, everywhere. Now, what's interesting about this idea of faith is that in the Bible, it talks about faith as a gift. Now, last time I checked, we don't work for gifts. We don't perform for gifts. Gifts are things that are freely given. They're not conditional. They're based on nothing. The person giving them does not require you to do anything in order to get the gift, for them to give you the gift. Now, obviously, you know, we have to receive it, if you will, in some instances, and like believe that we have it. I mean, like, here's a, if Melissa puts a gift in my hand and I say, I don't have a gift, or I don't want to open it, I mean, I'm not going to see what it is. But it's not my faith. It's not my gift to myself. I don't have my own faith. And in fact, there's, you know, I won't get into, I could talk probably a whole entire podcast about the scholars who are fighting over in the Bible that, you know, it says you got to have faith in Christ. Well, they fight. Is it in or is it of? Because that preposition in or of can go either way. And actually, I believe that in most of the times when you're reading that, it should be translated, it's the faith of Christ or even the faithfulness of Christ. So I think of the verse I used the last week's podcast was, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live, most translations say, I live by faith in Christ. So in other words, like, Jesus did it, now you got to get to work too. You know, but that doesn't make sense. Actually, what's better is, in the life I now live, I live by the faith of Christ or the faithfulness of Christ who died, who loved and gave himself for me. See, it's never about me. It was about him. It was about, I have been crucified with him. I don't even get my own cross. I was crucified with him on his cross. And Melissa said last week, I was crucified with him. I was buried with him. I was raised and seated with him. It's like, I don't get my own things in this. It's Jesus's work. I was mystically included in it before I even gave permission from the foundation of the world. While we were yet sinners, I said last week. I mean, this idea that I've got to have faith. No, I get his faith. That is a tremendous amount of, or a tremendous load off of our shoulders. You know, it's like Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You don't even have to have your own faith. You just have to have faith that you have Christ's faith, you know? So it's like, I trust that I have the faith of Christ. So whenever you're reading those passages or you're coming across those things in the Bible and it says, have faith in Christ, and you're like, man, I don't think I can do that, because some days I don't feel like I can have faith in Christ. But guess what? He has faith in me and I have his faith. It's a free gift that he has given me that I don't work for. All I get to do is believe it. I just believe that I have it, and then I see it manifest in the way I live my life. I begin to think differently. I begin to live differently. I begin to change the way I think, which leads to the next point. What about repentance? That's a really popular word in church circles, repentance. You know, that's a totally, completely made up word. Did you want to add anything before I keep going on repentance?
No, it's fine.
She says no. She's just looking at me like in awe, in rapt awe at my amazing verbal diarrhea. Okay, so what about repentance, Rick? Don't we have to repent? That word is made up. That word's not even in the Bible.
Is this the next question?
Yes. So what about working out my salvation? What about having to have faith?
We tackled that.
What about repenting? Don't I need to repent? The word, that's a made-up word in the Latin that means to give penance again. Now, penance was a thing that plagued the early Catholic Church, where they felt like they had to do certain acts to pay God's, give offerings, to do certain things to get forgiveness. So that was penance. And so they, penance wasn't enough. They had to add a re on there. You got to repent. You got to do it again. So actually, the word in the Greek is metanoia. It means change the way you think. Actually, it's having your mind lined up with God's mind. And actually, we've been given the mind of Christ. So this traditional understanding is this idea that we got to turn ourselves from sin. We got to dedicate. It's all about us. We got to dedicate oneself to, changing our ways. And people will preach that. You haven't really repented if you haven't turned around. You haven't done. You don't live in life better if you don't have regret or contrition. You don't change your mind. It's all about me, 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 or you, you. It's like it's humanistic, human effort, and that's not what the word means. The word is lining up with what God, the truth about what God thinks about you, about humanity, revealed in the person of Jesus. That's the good news, is this metanoia, this changing the way you think and seeing yourself the way God sees you. That you're his creation, that you're loved, that any separation was in our minds, that the idea of distance, all the things we talked about last week, the truth of the good news, is that is metanoia, having your mind changed. In 198 AD, just 200 years after Jesus was around, Tertullian, a great church father, wrote in the Greek, the language of the ancient Bible, metanoia, repentance, the English word, metanoia is not a confession of sins, but a change of mind.
That's pretty powerful, because I feel like repentance has been something that is, I don't know what you would say, something on our checklist, something that we have to do to actually be saved,
right?
You know, or to be reconciled to God, that we have to repent. We have to have a repentant heart. There has to be repentance. And so, you know, this idea that repentance is actually just changing the way you think is in line with, I think, just about everything we've been saying tonight, you know, like understanding that we don't live under a system of exchange, understanding that Jesus already accomplished everything on our behalf, understanding that we have his faith, understanding that he's the one who works out our salvation. Just learning all of those things this evening is repentance.
Amen.
Your way of thinking is being changed simply as you listen to this message. And that's what repentance means. And so, you know, I think that tonight we just want to help you guys throw away all of the work, as Rick was saying earlier, that you've been trying to do for God. And maybe you haven't been, but we all have these ways of thinking that need to be changed, that get stuck into the crevices of sometimes how we live and how we behave and our relationships, and particularly our relationship with God. And so we just want to cancel out that system of exchange tonight.
I just want to tack on one thing. It doesn't mean that we don't do stuff. In fact, lovers get more done than workers any
yes.
day. So what happens when we focus on work and everything that we do is for God's approval and to repent and change it, we make it about me, we actually are not able to do the work of the gospel. We're not able to be who Jesus wants us to be to the people around us, because we're so inwardly focused on ourselves, trying to pick our own belly button lint out because we're navel-gazing. And it's just like it no more. Actually, when we let go of all that, man, the world around us is changed because we're changed, and we get work done without even, because we know it's not conditional work that we have to do in order to be loved and accepted.
Yes, so much more work is accomplished when we work from love and not work for love. So as we close tonight, you can reach Rick or myself on social media. You can find me at Melissa Joy Wood on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find Rick at Rick, the letter C, Wood, Rick C. Wood, at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We love you guys, and we look forward to next time.
Peace out. Love you guys.
This is the most popular song that I'm ever asked to sing right after the national anthem. That's the number one most requested song I'm asked to sing. People love this version so much that I had to record it in the studio with my music producers, The Quakes. Here is my cover of Hallelujah. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Oh, and you can get this song for free on any of my social media platforms, or email me and I will send you this song for free.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart, giving me a brand new start. I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor fall, the major lift, my heart and soul are praising, hallelujah, 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 you're the God above. You're filling me with grace and love. I just want to say thank you to you. You pulled me from the miry clay, giving me a breath.
Of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her, contact Nicolette of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Von Schell Artistry at 805-415-4033.
The Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Radio Show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear, How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
What's up? It's your girl Nicolette Von Schell from the Supermodel in You segment, and you better keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Time for a new artist spotlight segment. Blake Lewis is one of my longtime inspirations, and I've had the pleasure of seeing him live, meeting him on multiple occasions, and interviewing him here on my radio show. Blake Lewis first came to national attention as one of the most unique contestants ever to compete on American Idol, and long before that, as a teenager, he was well known as B Shorty in Seattle's a cappella, hip-hop, and rave scenes. But with the release of his ambitious and completely independent third album, Portrait of a Chameleon, Blake is taking things to a whole new level. The follow-up to the critically acclaimed Audio Daydream, which sold 350,000 copies and spawned the top 40 single Break Another and Heartbreak on vinyl, the title track of which went to number one twice on Billboard's dance charts. Portrait of a Chameleon is a fun, sexy, and positive. I'd call it future pop, says Blake. His new album is on Audio Daydream Records and distributed through In Grooves. The album also features the hard-hitting bass In Your Face, Your Touch, the soundtrack to 2013's Microsoft Internet Explorer 10 campaign, which starred Blake, played on more than 19,000 theater screens across the U.S., received more than 1.2 billion impressions, and has already sold 130,000 copies worldwide. Here's one of his brand new singles, Survivor. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Thank you. get away from the things that I've done. But nothing's simple when your voice is the trigger and your death to the sound of the gun. All the words in the world couldn't help you unless they come from the truth. Cause it's hard to fight when your heart realizes that the enemy's fighting needs you.
Tune in tonight to episode 67 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, we have a brand new Say What segment, a new Mind Right Game Tight segment with Michelle Morgan, a new Charity Spotlight segment highlighting Britty Cares International. Thanks to my celebrity guests and mentor, Evan Carmichael, and castmates Rick and Melissa Wood and Nicolette Von Schell. Our final song of the night is Blake Lewis with Not Today. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time right here on Grindhard Radio.
Releasing the stress. We were born to shine.